Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Networking Diva Hour radio show, always live, always heard worldwide.
Hello, listeners. Thank you for tuning in to the Networking Diva Hour today, and always a special thanks to the new listeners out there. Welcome. I'm your host, Janice Carlson, for the next hour and every Friday morning here live on Blog Talk Radio. We are so happy each week to bring this program to you and give many tips on the do's and don'ts from networking, current events, to being the best that you can be, and all business information in between. We hope to guide you to success and to help put your best foot forward professionally, financially, and effectively. We look forward to your emails, your chats, your posts, your tweets. You can reach us in the chat room or send me an email at host@thenetworkingdivahour.com, and we will answer your questions to the best of our ability and help lead you to success. I say to you every week, if you're always networking, when are you working your business? So grab a latte and sit back and enjoy the show.
And I have another quote in reference to today's show. And it's from Russell Wilson, one of the newer members of the Denver Broncos. And he stated in reference to mindset, "I truly believe in positive synergy, that your positive mindset gives you a more hopeful outlook and belief that you can do something great means something great means you will do something great." Thank you, Russell, for that. We don't get too many live quotes on this show, and I appreciate that one. So, happy end of August, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah, I can't believe I'm saying the end of August. I just said happy August, goodbye July. It seems like yesterday, and where has the month gone? But wherever it has gone, I hope it took all this hot, bad weather with it. Excuse me, because I'm tired of this heat, and I know people are tired of the heat across the country, the flooding, the fires. I mean, come on, give us a break. We need a break. We need to have a wonderful fall. But you know, I always like to start my show with thanking the people that have made it possible. And here are just a few of the sponsors that we have had. And as we celebrate next month on First Friday, actually next week, our 10th anniversary show. So thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for your loyalty. Thank you, sponsors, all the sponsors we've had over the 10 years. And today's sponsors, Kathy Bilkus, your tax lady, accounting services. And she's been with me for the whole 10 years. The Center of Gratitude radio show with Dr. Johnny Bergstrom out of Jupiter, Florida. Shield 616, protecting our protectors. The Colorado Springs Over 50.com app. I thank you for being a sponsor. And I want to make just a few announcements before we get into the show. Like I said, you know it's the end of August, so we're heading into September, Labor Day coming up next week. I hope you have great plans and safe plans, because according to the whatever, we're having another bout of summer COVID is what they called it. And they're telling you if you're going to get a booster, not to get it until September, so it includes all these new strains or whatever. But that's the announcement I have for that. I don't have any announcements of what's going on this weekend. If you have anything going on in your city or your state, we'll gladly announce it for you. And I'm going to talk a little bit about what's coming up here next month from Special Kids, Special Families. They are having their 12th annual Night of Comedy. The theme is Boots, Buckles, and Chuckles, a Western theme. It's going to be held here in Colorado Springs. If you're here or if you're coming to visit, it's Saturday, September 30th. It's going to be held at the Boot Barn Hall, and the time is from 5:30 to 9. We still can get early bird tickets, ladies and gentlemen, through the 31st of this month, and that makes a great difference. And admission includes a buffet-style dinner, a drink ticket, cash bar, silent auction, live comedy performance by ventriloquist Greg Clayson, and you do have to register online at www.skssfcolorado.org. And I'm telling you, it's one of the best fun shows, and for such a great cause, it benefits Zach's Place, the Center of Families Raising Children with Disabilities and Special Needs. So please, ladies and gentlemen, if you're looking for something fun to do the end of September, please, I beg you, get your tickets now before the 31st. It is a wonderful, wonderful event. And since I will be out of state, this is the first time I'm not going to be able to go in a very long time, I have two tickets that we're giving away. And they include all that I just mentioned. And you'll represent the Networking Diva Hour radio show. And the way to get those tickets is just to email me at host@thenetworkingdivahour.com. Tell me why you want to go. And I want you to go into Special Kids, Special Families Facebook page and like their page and see all the great things that they got going on. And that'll get you into the entry. And in a couple of weeks, I'm going to be pulling tickets to announce the winners of those two tickets. And you can buy your spouse a ticket if one of you win, and if another one wins, invite a friend, buy a ticket, or just go yourself. But you'll get two free entry tickets for everything. That's our contest. So today we have a very special guest. Her name is Amy Stein, an autoimmune survivor to autoimmune thriver that let her embark on making her own herbal formulations to become an herbalist and to study homeopathy. So you're going to hear her story. And in her story, she's going to talk about a few things. And we just really want to emphasize on this is a little bit different, and you could hear a few things about mindset, about herbal medicines and what she has done, and I am just really excited to have her on with her take on everything that she's doing, because it's very, very interesting. So please remember to listen carefully. She'll be on here in about 25 minutes. She's going to talk about, like I said, how the body is designed to heal and why you aren't broken. And another topic, it's not just about the mindset and five simple steps you can take to work with your body rather than against it. And if time allows, she's going to do a short breath practice to experience the power that lives within you. So isn't that great? Something completely different. However, I'm going to talk a little bit about just basic mindset today. Yeah, it's just something that I think is important, and then we'll hear Amy's take on it. But I do want you to sit back. Remember, you don't have to take notes. You could always go back after the live show today into Blog Talk Radio, the Networking Diva Hour, and listen to today's show or any other shows by title, guest, date. You could play it back. You could stop it, take your notes, but we ask you one thing, to share it with somebody. Put it on your Facebook page. Share it on a website. Whatever you want to do, it's yours to copy and share. And you can get so much more out of it that way. And for the people that have not been able to hear the segments. So, you see life through your own unique lens. This is your mindset. The assumptions and expectations you hold about yourself, your life, and the situations around you. You know, research shows that mindsets play a significant role in determining life's outcome. Got a frog in my throat. By understanding, adapting, and shifting your mindset, you can improve your health, decrease your stress, and become more resilient to life's changes. Mindsets are a set of assumptions that help you distill complex worldviews into digestible information and then set expectations based on this input. For example, you may believe that becoming sick with cancer would be catastrophic or that going on a diet would be challenging and depriving. These belief systems help you set expectations, plan for the worst, and guide decisions based on assumptions. While mindsets can be helpful for distilling information and managing expectations, they can also be manipulative, lead to interpersonal problems, feelings of guilt, inadequacy, sadness, and anxiety. Yeah, did you know that? They sure can. With a growth mindset, you know that you can change over time, and therefore you are more open to reflect, learn, and grow from challenges. Because failure is less threatening, you are more willing to embrace life's challenges, take feedback as a learning opportunity, and continue to learn and grow throughout life. With a fixed mindset, it can be hard to find motivation to work through perceived weaknesses because the ability to change may seem as hopeless as changing your eye color. In contrast with a growth mindset, you'll see perceived weaknesses as a challenge that can be motivating and even fun to overcome. Research points out the impact of mindset on the effect of medications. There is a powerful phenomenon in medicine known as placebo effect, in which someone believes they are going to derive benefits from taking a particular medication. They often do. In fact, regardless of the disease or condition, about 40% of people can have significant improvement in their systems, even when taking a sugar pill, if they believe that the pill is going to be helpful. Equally fascinating research observes is the nocebo effect, a psychological response based on a person's expectations around side effects. When a physician emphasizes the potential side effect of a medicine and the patient believes they will develop those symptoms, even if given a sugar pill, these patients can develop the adverse side effects just based on their mind expects. Science is just beginning to validate the power of mind-body relationship. Mindset matters, so it's important to pay attention to your belief system that come from how valid they are, and how they can impact the quality of your life. All through your mindset about topics like appearance and success are largely influenced by outside factors. The brain is neuroplastic, meaning neural networks can continue to grow, change, and reorganize throughout the lifespan. By challenging yourself with the new experience and perceptives, you can form new neural connections or mindsets at this point in your life. It's possible to train yourself to focus on the present moment. You become aware of what's going on inside and around you, your thoughts, feelings, sensations, and environment. You observe these moments without judgment. This is called mindfulness. The human mind body possesses remarkable innate ability to heal. Yeah, did you know that? Definitely. So, grounded in the evolutionary conserved systems of the brain and body, nature appears to function as the fundamental source of well-being and wellness along the two vectors of attention and relaxation. Yet, our species is moving away from nature at a time when humanity is just beginning to rediscover its benefits. Exposure to natural environments may provide a window of healing that can be extended through a continuum of intervention through the use of guided meditation and ultimately hypnotic suggestion. The result may be an improved ability to promote greater executive functioning and more robust immune regulation. The time has come for a more holistic medicine guided by the hand of nature. And that's what Amy's going to talk about here shortly. So think about that. Think about the alternatives and the opportunities we have. And if you have questions when Amy is on, like I said, you can go into the chat room, but your better results is to go to my email at host@thenetworkingdivahour.com, and my assistant, Kyla, will definitely pick out as they come in according to what Amy's talking about or what you heard this morning if you had a question on that. And we will get to your answer as quickly as possible. But remember, we can only take a few questions because we're here to hear from the expert and we're here to hear from Amy. So that's what we'll be doing. But I'm going to take a break and listen to some of our wonderful sponsors. And as we get into next month for our anniversary month, we're going to be playing some wonderful commercials, blasts from the past throughout the month so we can hear them, because at the end of this year, as I stated, will be the last of the Networking Diva Hour Live. I'm retiring and I'm taking my show with me. And I thank Blog Talk Radio for the past 10 years and the wonderful audience that I have built over the past 10 years is phenomenal. And we are heard worldwide, and we're in so many countries, and it's just been amazing. But unfortunately, you know, the time changes doesn't allow us always to talk to people in other countries. We did have a few that talked to us from New Zealand and England, and they had to talk in Italy in the middle of the night or late at night. So we always appreciated that because we are live, and the show was set for our time here in the United States. So I'm your host, Janice Carlson. We'll be right back, but we're going to take some time to listen to a few commercials, and then we'll be back with our wonderful guest, Amy Stein. Sit tight. grab a latte.
Do you often find yourself struggling to find the joy in every day? Would you like to feel as good as you know you should? The daily struggle to find joy and happiness is shared by hundreds of millions of people around the world, and you don't have to be among them any longer. Hi, I'm the gratitude doctor, Johnny Bergstrom. For years, I struggled to find the joy that I knew I should feel, and after years of heartache and unhappiness, I treated my life with gratitude, and gratitude changed everything. I can coach you to heal your life with gratitude. Find the Center of Gratitude radio show and the Gratitude Doctor podcast, and in 15 minutes or less, you'll be well on your way to that joyful feeling with gratitude.
Colorado Springs Over 50.com is a newly designed online member directory for businesses and organizations that provide products and services for the over 50 population. The directory features your own marketing landing page, electronic business card, event postings, member page, activity analysis, and more. So text the word CS Over 50, that is CSOVER 50, to 72727. And visit our website to see other features and benefits. Stop by online today at ColoradoSpringsOver50.com or text to receive our electronic business card. Colorado Springs Over 50, the best is yet to come.
Accounting can be one of the most time-consuming aspects of operating a small business, but it is paramount to the success of your business, especially since 2021. The work can be extremely overwhelming for business owners who lack the time, knowledge, and skills to properly handle their accounts. Your Tax Lady LLC Accounting Service utilizes their knowledge and experience to professionally handle your small business accounting needs. They are also equipped to remotely handle most small business needs nationwide and welcome you to contact them for a consultation. Your Tax Lady, Kathy Bilkis, is an enrolled agent and America's tax expert working for you for over 40-plus years. Call Your Tax Lady today at 719-548-4924 or online at taxladyllc.com. Your Tax Lady continues to check your bottom line so the government still doesn't get it all.
Shield 616 is a nonprofit 501c3 that was formed to help get local officers safer gear protection against rifle threats. We put together an armor package that was designed by street cops for the street cops. This armor package can be rapidly deployed to give the officer better protection and the gear needed to handle a potential active shooter situation. Shield 616 actively seeks local citizens, families, businesses, churches, and foundations who would be willing to financially support a local officer in your state to donate the armor to. The full armor package costs $1,400 per officer. However, you can donate any amount and still have the opportunity to get to know the officer you donated to. Let's break down the barrier that exists between local law enforcement and citizens. We're also asking the donors to act as an encouraging support person for the officer that they are sponsoring. This gives local citizens the opportunity to have a potential life-saving impact on a local officer and the opportunity to personally get to know his or her family and be able to pray for them specifically. With all the violence happening around the country, now more than ever, your local law enforcement needs your help and support. Make your potentially life-saving donation now. Go to shield616.org to donate, and you can request an officer or deputy right in your own area. Let us help protect our first responders that protect us.
Jack seasoning is a classic Midwest flavor used for all things bland that needs just a little shake to bring out the goodness. Their unique flavor is subtle, not hot or exotic. From meats, vegetables, and eggs to Bloody Marys, this three-generation-old blend gives the satisfying feeling of home. Jack seasoning will make you a grill master, too. Shake once for flavor, twice for extreme, and three times for crazy. Visit our website at Jack, that's J-A-K, seasoning.com, to order and see recipes. Jack Seasoning turns a cook into a chef with one shake.
Now back. back to the Networking Diva Hour with your host, Janice Carlson.
Welcome back, listeners. Thank you for taking a moment to hear in some of the sponsors that we've had. And as I said, as we celebrate our 10th year on live radio, and I thank you all for taking the time to listen. Well, we're ready to talk about my wonderful guest today. Amy Stein is in a world where chronic pain and disease can be overwhelming, as we all know, Amy is on a mission to empower women to take control of their health and well-being. As a guide and educator, she leverages the wisdom of ancient healing techniques to help women transform into their own best healers. Through tailored support and holistic practices, she enables them to reclaim their lives from the grip of pain and disease. Together, they embark on a journey of self-discovery, unlocking the power within each woman to heal and to thrive. Ladies and gentlemen, please help me welcome Amy Stein. Good afternoon.
Thank you, Janice. I'm happy to be here. Hi.
Hi. It's afternoon where you are, correct?
It is. It's lunchtime. I'm in New York.
Yes, yes. That's where I'm from. And here I am in Colorado for almost 50 years now. But I do
miss
New York.
That's where I want to get to.
Oh, well, you're welcome to. So, Amy, I'm so excited. You know, we talked a little bit, and you have a different approach on a lot of things, and I'm really excited to hear. And then our audience will ask some questions as you go along, talking about your beliefs and your techniques. But I want to know, what got you into this?
So it was a lesson of self-discovery. I've always had messages from my body that we call symptoms, and I didn't understand what they were trying to tell me until I basically was shut down by these messages. I became bedridden and crippled and was unable to leave my house, and I saw multiple specialists, all tops in their field in New York, and no one could figure out what was wrong with me. And so I was on this merry-go-round of seeing all the doctors doing what they said, all the different protocols and medications. And rather than getting better, I just was getting sicker. And I knew there was this little voice inside of me that had been silenced for so long that told me there's another way. This isn't working. You need to stop doing this. There's another way. And I didn't know what that way was. I didn't know what it was going to look like. But I knew that I was dying and that in order to take my life back, I had to try something different. And in our society, we're taught that different is bad, right? And like not to trust that inner voice because you can't see it. It's not real. It doesn't exist. But what I found through my own discovery and working with other clients is that it actually is real. It does exist. And you have the answers within you. And when you can stop to look outside of you for answers on your own healing is when a lot of the puzzle pieces begin to come together.
Interesting. But you really had to suffer to get to where you are today.
I did. And I used to say I wouldn't wish it on anybody, but the person that I am now, I like a lot more than the person I was pretending to be for a long time. So I live my life radically different than I used to. And I wouldn't go back to living it the way that I was in my early 20s because I wasn't being true to myself. I wasn't understanding that my body was trying to help me, that it wasn't broken, it wasn't the enemy. You know, I was indoctrinated in Western medicine. I worked in Western medicine. I was a medical researcher, and so that was all I knew. And anything else was like, woo-hoo, craziness. There's no science to that. And when I decided to try something different, something new, I saw that the science has been around for thousands of years. And something that's been around for thousands of years, there's a reason, because it works. Because it has lasting effects. So when we look to indigenous medicine, Ayurveda, traditional Chinese medicine, I Ching, all these ancient healing systems, they all have a common theme that the body is designed to heal. The body is not broken. The wisdom is within. Stop looking outside of yourself. You know, the mind-body-spirit approach, that it's all connected. So when we try just to heal in the mind, you know, doing mindset work or trying to rewire our brain or affirmation work, we're still separated from the body. And so you will not achieve ultimate healing. You may achieve some healing, but it's more than just mindset. You have to take the physical body along. You have to take the spirit components with you. And so it's not really discussed still in mainstream medicine, right? There is no root cause being discussed. There, you know, it's still very part systems of you go to this specialist for this issue, you see this specialist for this issue. No one talks to each other. And again, the method of treatment is medication or surgery. We're going to cut this part out. We're going to dull the symptoms, right? But we're never going to address the root cause. We're never going to actually work with the body. We're going to treat it like it's broken.
Right. And I don't know if you had listened earlier. I did a little thing on mindset. But when I ended it, it was something somebody had sent in to me. And I want to read just a small piece of it because it leads into what mm-hmm. you're saying right now. And it said, our species is moving away from nature at a time when humanity is just beginning to rediscover its benefits. Exposure to natural mm-hmm. environments may provide a window of healing that can be extended through continuum of intervention through the use of guided meditation and ultimately hypnotic suggestion. And then it says, mm-hmm. the result may be an improved ability to promote greater executive functioning and more robust immune regulation. The time has come mm-hmm. for a more holistic medicine guided by the hand of nature. So that kind of leads mm-hmm. into what you're saying.
Yes, absolutely. I believe that there is so much wisdom that exists within Mother Nature. And by living so disconnected from her in our modern day society where we revere technology, right, and we don't take care of Mother Nature, we abuse her, we spray chemicals, toxins, pollute her, and the wisdom is there, the resiliency is there. So if we stop to look and examine and learn from her, that same wisdom and resiliency can be found within us because we're all connected, the animal kingdom, the plant kingdom, all of Mother Earth is all connected. It's just that we think everything needs to be logical. Everything needs to be explained in a way that seems logical and rational. And Mother Nature doesn't work like that. And she survived a lot longer than we have. And we are guests yeah. of hers. And so when we can understand that there is wisdom there is reverence there, you know, we don't do ritual in our society anymore. But when you can live in a ritualistic way, whether that's following the moon cycles, the seasons, the tides, right, the circadian rhythms of daylight and nighttime without all this influx of technology. So technology has brought a lot of good things, but it also has brought a huge disconnection to who we are and how we're supposed to live. And so when people ask how I live, like, they think it's kind of weird. You know, we don't have cable TV. We don't have a TV in our room. Everything is hardwired in our house. I wear blue light glasses most of the time. I don't do the traditional normal things that most people do. I don't use my phone other than making phone calls and texting people. And it's something that is very foreign to most people, but it is something that I see the wisdom in and the value in because my body speaks to me when I don't. And so that's the problem, is we're not taught to be curious around the messages coming from our body. We're taught to ignore them. We're taught to shut them down, right? We don't take deep breaths because we don't want to feel our sensations or our emotions. So we stay in this stuck, trapped energy of constriction and resistance, which creates more illness and disease in the body because everything in life is energy. Even if it seems like a solid mass, it is energy moving extremely quickly that you cannot see with the naked eye. But everything that exists around us is made of energy, including the human body. And so when we can work with the energy in a healing way, in a way that supports the body, we can bring about healing. We can bring about less disease, less pain. It's working with the body rather than against it, and that takes a whole body approach that takes incorporating the spirit, that is not just, I call it manic healing, right? Like, I was trying to do it all in my head for years. I didn't understand I was missing this large component of not feeling safe to be in the physical body. I don't want to relive the pain. I don't want to feel it all the time. So I'm going to do anything I can to escape it. But by doing it, we make healing a lot harder. We complicate it more than it needs to be. It's extremely simple. And please don't think that as it's easy, because it's not. It's very difficult, and it can be really hard, but at times it can be also very simple when we choose to live in a simpler way, when we choose to connect back to the wisdom that exists within us. So a quote that I read all the time is by Rebecca Campbell, and it's, "Your soul has all the answers. The only way to hear them is to go within." And so for me, that's breath work. That's the way that I can be back in my physical body, that I can be curious rather than have judgment or expectation about what the messages are trying to tell me. That's when I strengthen my intuition. That's when I strengthen my connection to Mother Earth. That's when I strengthen my connection to my higher self, to something bigger than me, but maybe I can't see it, but I can see a witness of the power it has created in everything around me that I did not create.
Wow. Well, let's take a quick question on what you're talking about right now.
Mm-hmm.
Coming in from Maddie R. from Mesa, Arizona, and she stated, "You're saying that our body has an incredible capacity to heal itself. If we are injured or become ill, our body should quickly and effectively deal with the problem and restore itself to health. Why then, if our bodies are so well designed, are more than 20% of American adults dealing with chronic pain and more than 50% of Americans affected by chronic disease?" That's a good question.
Okay, so this is a great question. It is. And actually, those figures are actually higher than what is reported. And the reason is because we do not live the way that nature intended. We do not live the way the body was designed. We don't move. We spend all of our day at a, you know, sitting on a desk, on a computer, surrounded by technology. We don't eat real food. We don't take full deep breaths. We don't live in the physical body. Like, it's a, there are so many different things that our society does wrong. It's a sick care system. It perpetuates you being sick. It doesn't perpetuate you being healthy. And so when you look at all these systems of big ag, big pharma, they don't want you to be healthy. They want you to keep buying the processed food that is keeping you
right.
sick. They want you to keep staying on the medication that is keeping you sick, right? So, like, our healthcare system is a sick care system. The doctor has 7 minutes. They cannot get to a root cause. They cannot address toxin levels. They cannot address lifestyle changes. They certainly don't have any education on holistic healing, because it's not, it's standardized protocol. Everybody learns the same thing in medical school, right? They have, like, 4 hours of nutritional training. So it's because the system is broken that we have this epidemic. And that when you, I call it, healing is a process of unlearning. You have to unlearn everything that you thought you knew and be open to trying something different. Be open to exploring a different belief, right? So, like, in our society, we're so triggered by when somebody says you're wrong, because it's an innate belief that we've had that's been passed upon us by society, by the family system we grew up in, so on and so forth, right? It's an inherited belief that this is what we were taught is right or wrong. Doesn't mean it is, but that we live in a dualistic society that you need to be wrong and I need to be right in order for me to live. We're not comfortable with the gray. We're not comfortable with, well, what if it could be something different? What if I could be right and you could be right? No, that doesn't work. Someone has to always be wrong. And so when we live in that system and that's all we know, the things I'm saying sound completely woo-woo, crazy. That doesn't make sense, because we're not taught the body's designed to heal. We're taught that the body acts up, that aging is a normal process, that eating the standard American diet is a quote-unquote healthy diet. It's called SAD for a reason. It's not a healthy diet. And this influx of fake food and genetically modified organisms and all the chemicals and herbicides and pesticides that are sprayed on our food is corrupting the body. The body has a certain threshold that it can handle, and it is not designed to handle the amount of toxins that we experience in this modern-day world. Now we're dealing with 5G. Now there is nowhere on the earth that you can go without having a satellite aiming radiation at you.
Right.
So, like, we don't think all of these things through, but all of these different aspects play a large role in the ability of your body to function. No wonder chronic disease and chronic pain is an epidemic. But it's not talked about because, you know, it's not glamorous. But it's a huge issue, and I lived it firsthand. I see it firsthand all of the time. And that's why I do these interviews, to let people know, like, there's another way. Different doesn't mean bad. It just means something else.
Wow. Yeah, you're really on a roll with that, because I agree. But you had mentioned in your discussions that there's five simple steps you can take to work with your body rather than against it. What are they?
Yeah, so the first one is prioritize sleep. So everyone talks about, you know, I have a medal for not sleeping, and I'll sleep when I'm dead. That is the worst thing you can do, because the body is designed specifically from 10 p.m. to 2 a.m., wherever you are in the world, that your body will do, like, all of its detoxification processes. So if you're not sleeping at that time, those crucial processes of, you know, cellular debris and the things that your body does not view as food or the toxins you're exposed to on a daily basis 24/7 do not actually get filtered out. And this goes hand in hand. If you're not pooping at least once a day, and I'm going to go there, I'm sorry, then you're holding on to all those toxins. You're holding on to all of them. And if you're not sleeping well, your body is not running properly. And if you're eating close to your bedtime, your body has to digest its food rather than running the detoxification processes. So I'm that person. I'm in bed by 9 o'clock. And, you know, people make fun of me. And I don't care, because that's what my body needs. And I respect the wisdom of my body, because I've learned to do that. And I'm hoping that people listen to this, and even if they're not as desperate as I was, they weren't dying, they, you know, didn't have a choice, they would have done anything. I hope that they can just garner the truth from this, that these skills are valuable no matter where you are on the trajectory of chronic pain and chronic disease, whether you're having symptoms or not having symptoms, whether you've been diagnosed or you haven't been diagnosed. These are all five easy skills that you can start putting into your routine and notice a difference in the way that your body is functioning. So the other thing is, you know, getting outside. Because, again, we spend most of our time inside. And the indoor air is notoriously more polluted than the outside air, unless it's wildfire season or something like that, right? So I get outside every single day. And when you're outside, like, take a look around. Use your senses. Listen to the birds. Maybe you can see flowers, right? Even if you live in a city, there are access to parks. You could stand on a rooftop and you can look out at the horizon. Maybe you can see water. Maybe you can see something, you know, something magical, right? And just take that time to really explore with your felt senses of what exists outside in the world around you that you did not create. And that is just there. Right, so I sit and I watch the butterflies and the hummingbirds. We tend to the garden. You know, the dog and I take long walks in the woods, and we just listen. But there's no phone. There's no technology. It's taking that time to just be present in the now and what is all around us. So the other thing is eat real food. This is not hard. You know, people are like, what does that mean? It means a food that has an energetic component to it, a food that was once alive. So that's pasture-raised meat, because conventional meat is filled with antibiotics. It's filled with lots of chemicals. It's filled with GMO products. And anything that that animal ate, you are then eating when you eat that animal. They also are not slaughtered humanely. They are not cared for humanely. They do not live a high-quality, joyful life. On the other hand, pasture-raised animals, they are actually regenerating the soil. They are not fed GMO crops. They are not given antibiotics. They are slaughtered humanely. They are cared for throughout their life, because the people who are raising them with the intention of having a positive experience, that positive experience is then imbued in them when they eat that food, right? So, like, eating vegetables, and if you can eat local, that's better, rather than having vegetables and fruit that have been shipped all over the country, right, or from another country. Eating organic, because the amount of pesticides on our food is unreal. And I'm writing a course about this right now and a book to go with it. And, like, it astounds me. Even though I know the figures, every time I look at the new figures, I'm like, this is crazy. And so the drive-through is not providing you real food. And the problem is the chemicals on the packaging are just as bad as the chemicals in the food. So when you're not giving your body real food and you're just throwing more gasoline on the fire of a toxic chemical exposure, your body does not know what to do. And it views this as what it is, as a toxin. It doesn't view it as food. It may process and you may digest it, but you're going to have symptoms to go along with that. you might have like a heavy stomach. You might be bloated. You might have GI issues. You might have diarrhea. You might have constipation. You might get a headache. You might have body pain. Like all these things that we think are normal after eating are not normal. It's a symptom of the greater problem that we have in our society. And so we think that we're such a, you know, an advanced modern-day society, but there are other societies and third world countries that live better than us. They live longer. They live healthier. So people can say, well, we live, you know, to this many years, but do we live healthier? Or are we stuck in nursing homes with no quality of life, taking 30 medications a day in a wheelchair, not being able to interact, right? Like, it's not a pleasant existence if we think about this. But in other places, they're still active until 100, you know, the green zone areas. They're eating real food. They're moving their body. And that's another thing, is moving the body. We don't do that. So if you can find a practice where you can move the body, whether that's taking a walk, again, without your phone, whether that's doing yoga, tai chi, qigong, whatever that looks like, CrossFit, I mean, I don't advocate for that, but, you know, whatever that is, if you go to the gym and that feels good to you, but tapping into that, like, does this actually feel good to my body, this movement, or am I really punishing my body because I want it to look a certain way? And that's just the belief system that we have. It doesn't mean it's actually real. It doesn't mean because I'm 100 pounds and it looks like I have no fat that I'm healthy, because I wasn't. But that's what our society reveres. But I was very unhealthy. But that was, you know, the quote-unquote healthy view type. And so, again, it goes, this whole system is so pervasive of unlearning all these things. It's simple, but it's also very complicated because there's so many steps to it. And then the fifth step is just taking deep breaths, like actually setting a timer on your phone if you want, or looking at the clock and be like, you know what, I'm going to take 3 deep breaths right now. And feeling what that feels like in your body as you take 3 deep breaths. And most people do not breathe properly, so they're not taking deep breaths, but they're also, the belly is not, when they inhale, the belly is actually not expanding because they don't want to have a belly. Right, like especially women, we don't want to show that we have a belly. But you need to extend the belly, to extend the diaphragm so that you're getting all the oxygen to the cells, and then taking a long exhale the same length as your inhale to get rid of all that carbon dioxide. And doing that 3 times, right? It takes 3 minutes. And you can do that every hour and just feel the difference of like, wow, you might feel a little lightheaded. That's normal because you're not used to breathing so deeply. You're not used to having all that oxygen in your body. You're not used to expelling all that carbon dioxide because we breathe so shallowly in our society. So those are the 5 tips that I recommend.
That's amazing. And with these 5 tips, do you have somewhere where our audience can go in and see these 5 tips that you just explained, because that's some of the questions that are coming in. Where can I see these 5 tips? So, you know,
I have another ebook that I can send to you that we could link on if I send it to you and you could post it, they would be able to access
okay.
it, correct?
I could post it to our website, yeah. But that's some of the questions that have come. Let me take one more question, and then I want to have time to do that exercise we talked about. So this one here is from Joe T. from Ogden, Utah, and he is stating, and I don't know if this came in before your 5 tips or not, it is stated that in its most basic form, holistic therapy addresses the mind, body, and spirit to support health and healing. It involves bringing all layers and aspects into the therapy and mental health space. In other words, it's combining mental and emotional health with physical and spiritual aspects of experience. Can holistic therapy help address all of these symptoms, whether they're physical, emotional, or even spiritual?
I believe so. I don't call what I necessarily do holistic therapy. I call that mind-body-spirit approach because it's not therapy. I'm not actually counseling people as a therapist, right? That's not the training that I have. So I'm providing support, education, and empowerment to teach you so you can do it for yourself. I'm not going to say do all these things because this is what I did, right? I have a plethora of ideas that I can suggest. These are just five tips that I feel are really helpful no matter what you're dealing with. And holistic healing is. It does address the energetic, the spiritual, the mental, the emotional, and the physical components of the body because it's all real. It's also electric. The body is an electric being. So if you are not addressing those components, you will not have full lasting healing. So a lot of people I worked with and even myself before, like, you know, you reach a plateau because you're still missing a part of it. You're still missing an aspect that you're not incorporating. And it's not discussed even in functional medicine, right, which is a holistic healing, integrative medicine, which is supposed to be a holistic healing. And that's the issue, is that there's still a disconnect. There's still something being missed. And so that's why I use breathwork in all of my workshops, in all of my one-on-ones, because for me, and the experience I've had working with other clients, is that it is an easy way to get into physical body, but also to connect the mind, the body, and the spirit. We let the mind rest because the mind was not designed to work 24/7. The mind was not designed to do all these things all the time and be on a computer 12 hours, 14 hours a day, even more, right? And the body needs to integrate. The body is what speaks to the mind. The mind does not first tell the body. The body first informs the mind. And so, again, this is not things that we're taught, but when we can explore this and actually experience it, and breathwork is not a skill that you need to go and learn. Like, you can do breathwork all by yourself, right? It's something you've been doing since birth. The difference is you're intentionally doing it. You're not just passively, unconsciously letting your body breathe you. You're intentionally doing the breath, and so you have lasting results. You feel a difference. You can experience the integration of all parts of yourself. You can open up to something that is completely different. Like, my teacher says, why do drugs when you can do breathwork? Like, there is no reason to do these mood-enhancing drugs because breathwork is so powerful, and it's your own personal drug. And it's something that you always have available to you. Yeah. And so when you can, again, try something different, it seems really easy. It seems really simple, right? But have you actually done it? You know, the five tips that I explained, all these seem really simple, they seem really easy, but have you actually done it? And that's the difference.
Well, we only have about 7 minutes left in the show. Do we have time to do any of that?
Sure. We can do a quick breathwork. So if you are driving or operating heavy machinery, please do not participate in this session. I just want to put out the disclaimer. Because we're going to, sometimes you can shift the chemistry of the body in breathwork, so it's not safe if you're operating a car or heavy machinery to be doing it. It's something that anything is normal in breathwork, right? There are no rules. And I don't do particularly activating breath with people that I'm not working one-on-one with. So we're just going to do a breath in through the nose and out through the mouth. And if that feels good to you, you can do that. If it doesn't, just stick with your natural breath, whatever that may be. But when you can actually get into a space where you can quiet down the mind and get into the physical body, you can experience the shifts that can occur. You can be open to something new. You can explore curiosity rather than judgment or expectation. So just finding a comfortable place to either sit or lay down. If you want to close your eyes, if you need to reorient to the space, if you need to look around you, maybe you have an animal in the room that's going to come next to you to keep you company. Please don't have a pillow beneath your neck because it will constrict the flow of breathing. So you want to have your neck and your chest open. And just beginning to do your natural breath, to let your body breathe you in this time and space. Just beginning to trust the process, knowing that it's safe to be in the body. Beginning to slow the breath, beginning to deepen it. Maybe you feel some warmth. Maybe you feel some tingles. Maybe you feel cold. Maybe you haven't noticed any shifts. It's all normal. It all gets to be here. Just sticking with the breath into the nose. And out through the nose as you deepen it, feeling the belly rise on each inhale and the belly contract on each exhale. Choosing maybe on your next inhale through the nose, you choose an exhale out through the mouth. To be open to making noise because nobody can hear you on this call. You can make a sigh. You could just do a heavy exhale. You could hiss it out. Feeling the shoulders drop. Feeling the air expand through the body. Feeling the body relax. Maybe you have some physical sensations in the body coming up. I invite you just to sit with them as they will pass quickly rather than pushing them down or ignoring them. And have an open mind and curiosity about what could be right about this right now in this moment, about what I'm experiencing. Maybe being open to your body communicating to you. Maybe it wants you to make a noise. Maybe it needs to move. You decide to rock or sway. Maybe you want to shake your arms out. Maybe you want to push something away. There are no rules. This is your practice. There's no agenda. We're leaving that all behind. We're trusting the body. Just sticking with this breath in through the nose and out through the mouth. Feeling what it feels like to take full deep breaths. Maybe you can feel butterflies in your belly. Maybe you can feel a sensation that feels new. And if you don't feel anything, that's completely okay. Again, this is a practice. And every time can look different.
Wow.
Just coming back to this space, returning back to your natural breath. In through the nose and out through the nose. Taking your time before you open your eyes, reorienting back to space, maybe feeling the floor, or the couch, or the chair beneath you. Maybe you can hear some external noises in your environment. Just bringing you back to the present moment, practicing awareness of what is. And when you're ready, you can open your eyes.
I just did. That was a wonderful experience.
Thank you.
It takes a time to do that even when I'm on the air.
Yeah,
well,
right?
Amy, I hate to
you
stop
can take
this. But we have to say goodbye. We have about a minute left in the show, and I hope everyone will get in touch with you. What is the best way to get in touch with you if they want to continue to learn more about this, other than what we're going to post the website?
Yeah, they can grab the free gift and they can get on my email list. I have a workshop coming up in October that will be incorporating energy medicine with breath. And it's a series of three classes, 1 hour on a Saturday. And I made it late enough so people on the West Coast and Mountain Time could attend. So
great.
Once they get on my email list, I'll start sending out information on that. And they can learn more about me and the journey to
great.
Being their own best healer.
Well, we thank you so much for this experience today and your wonderful knowledge of how to keep ourselves healthy without traditional garbage. And I learned a lot myself. But we only have 60 seconds left, so I want to say goodbye. Have a great week, and I will be in touch with you.
Thank you. Have a great day.
Bye-bye. You too.
Bye.
And that was Amy Stein, and make sure you go to our website this afternoon. I'll have that information on there for you. But next week, First Friday Blogs in September, is our 10th anniversary show, and so I hope you tune in then to hear some blasts from the past and some great information and announcements. But until then, take a breath, relax, do what Amy just taught us. And I will see you on the radio next week. Blessings.